Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Midos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos HaSbas Rachel, Shish B'zech Refan Yerziv Gagon, Bekarav Mamesh. And we continue discussing the Beis HaMoiked. Mishnah Zayin tells us, Shnaim Sha'arim Hayu Beis HaMoiked. The Beis HaMoiked had two gates to it. Echad Pesuch HaChel V'Echad Pesuch HaZara. One was open to the Chel, which was outside the Beis HaMikdash, and the other was open into the Azara. As we had described in previous Mishnahs, that this Beis HaMoiked was actually split. Half of it was Kodesh, half of it was Chel, and there was two entrances to it. There's an entrance to and from the Chel, again outside the Beis HaMikdash, an entrance to and from the Azara. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zesha Yipsuach Azara, the opening towards the Azara, Pishpash Katan Hayolai, it had a small doorway. Machlek is that doorway was actually in the larger one, like a small gate built into a larger gate, or if it was to the side of it. But what was the point of this Pishpash? Shabbai Nechnasim Livla Shasa Azara, they would go through that one to go check out the Azara. We had learned at the beginning of Maseches Tamid that early in the morning, the first thing they did was walk into the Azara, and they did a whole Sivuv. They went around the entire Azara to make sure all the kalim were there, and that's the lashon of live loish, to go check out, to scope it out and make sure that everything was okay. On to Mishnah Ches, Beis HaMoiked, this Beis HaMoiked, Kippa, the top of it was a dome, Ubayas Gadol Haya, it was quite a large room, as we've been describing, and Mukif Revadim Shel Even, around a significant portion of the walls, there were protrusions of stone. What were they for? Vizikne Beis Av Yishenim Sham, the elders of the Beis Av would sleep there. What's a Beis Av? So we know that there's 24 Mishmaros of Kahuna, that's 24 groups of Kahanim, they each served a week at a time in the Beis HaMikdash on a rotational basis, and each Mishmar was further broken down into seven Batei Av, which one served a different day. So the elder Kohanim of the Beis Av that was going to be serving the next day, they would sleep on these stone protrusions, so somewhat of a comfortable bed, if you will. And Umat Chesu Azar B'Yadam, they were the ones that held the keys of the Azara, and Upirchei Kahuna Ish Kistoi Ba'aretz. The younger Kohanim, each one slept in his clothing on the ground, they didn't get to sleep on these stone protrusion beds coming out of the wall. We're going to stop it for the day, and pick up Torah's Mishnah Tes and on to Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.